Listen to the program of a man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
And may the Lord bless and keep all of my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, friends, asking you to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Oh, my God. Get your pencils, friends. Get your paper ready. Write us, my friends. Call me today. I'm here in the prayer office all throughout the day. Some want that loved one back, that husband, that wife, that girlfriend, that boyfriend. Some right now are dealing with court cases that seem unwinnable. Some of you at the sound of my voice are dealing with evildoers everywhere you look, and you're praying to yourself and asking yourself, where do they come from? Some right now have no peace in that home and would love to know how to dress around that home and turn that situation around. Oh, my God. And you know, my friends, we've had herbal remedies for those of you that have had different sicknesses in your body, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, that heart condition. And those of you that have that nature that's on vacation, or even if you're trying to grow hair on your head. Oh, my God, as we've said in the past, and I've said to almost every broadcast, there used to be someone, my friends, that can always go off into the woods with a crocus sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it, so they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain and that tingling in their arms, hands, and feet. Telephone number, friends. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number of times. 404-212-2444. Oh, my God, when you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Those of you that are writing, friends, get that pencil, get that paper ready. For I know if you have just that faith, my friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around.
Oh, So for the time I start, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, when I got in touch with you, I told you my plans, and so far they worked out. I quit my job, started my own business. Business is full. We just thank God for Reverend Gregory.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Everything worked out quickly, too.
Well, it did pretty good because these people came out today, as a matter of fact, and they were telling me, people that start a business like this, sometimes they be empty. Maybe they have two for like a year. And I got full right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm. And it don't take a long time if you do it. If you do it and get it over with.
There you go.
Because, you know, I got on your case by trying to slow around once or twice, didn't I?
Yeah, because I was getting kind of, what you call it? I don't know. Your willpower give up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Get that butt away from him. And then you would talk to him, and then I'd get me a little pep again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, here we are.
Got your own business at
Full House. Full House, thank God. So the next step is to build on some more.
Yeah.
Well, she said it was the weekend, I think. She said that she was envious.
Oh, my God. You know, friends, God is good. And you need to be diligent in all that you do as you plan and pray to put things together in your life. Prayer without works is dead. Jesus said you have not because you ask not. I'm asking you, friends, to pray over everything that you do all throughout the day. I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up. Oh, my God. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil and a prayer cloth and also a cross for you to keep your mind on your spirit and what you plan to do throughout the day. Some say, Rev, send me something to bathe with. Some right now say, Rev, send me something to dress around that business or that home. Right now, my friend, I'm going to give you that mailing address again, that telephone number. Write it down, my friends. 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Oh, my God. Remember to send your return address and telephone number when you write me, my friends, along with that prayer request. Now, my friend, I'm going to ask that you join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on that job, my friends, don't close your eyes, but let's feel the skies for as far as my voice can be heard. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent. Lay your hand on that radio. Lay your hand on that Bible. Hold your child or your friend's hands. Join us. You might be even praying with someone you don't even know on the other side of town about the same situation that you're praying over. Right now, just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus. Pray for me, and I pray.
hands real high and wave them through the sky and just say, hey. Yeah, yeah. We just like for you right now, coming from a new point of view, just for you to pray.
Yes, my friends, I'm here to ask you to pray that problem away. No matter what you're facing, friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Once again, that mailing address, my friends, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know that you'll be glad that you did, my friends.
My friends, all right, my friends, it's not too late. You still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be have a condition. You don't have to be in a pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now. Call Reverend Gregory right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony about a woman. Here's another testimony about a gentleman, young gentleman that have been helped through and by Reverend Gregory. And my friend, you can be like Paul was as when he came out and he said, there's a thorn in my side. He said, but now, God, I need a personal answer. Those of you that need a personal answer today, why not, my friend? Call the man of God. Young man of God right now. Call him right now. Reverend Gregory. Right now. Reverend Gregory. Now here's the number. Call right now. Reverend Gregory.
Yes, friends. Telephone number once again, 404-212-2444. Write it down. For further information, I'll be here at the prayer office all throughout the day. Again, that telephone number, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs, my friends. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's all gone, after it's out of your reach, my friends, is something else to start over and get it back again. Again, friends, write that telephone number down and I'll be here with you, and especially you that are in need. Whether it's financial, whether it's a court case, whether it's something that's wrong in your body and you've been to the doctor, good gracious, maybe you have a problem with peace around you and success on that business. 404-212-2444. And I know that you too can come through no matter where you've been before, my friends. Oh my God, make today your day. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today. Again, friends, write it down, and I'll be here with you today letting you know that there is a way, my friends, and asking you not to give up and asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, my friends. Oh, my God. Again, telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. May God bless you and keep you. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. Come on, let us rejoice and be glad in it, for truly he is great. Yes, he is, and he's so greatly to be praised. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, oh, gracious Father, we just thank you, God. We love you, God. And, Lord, we just ask you to forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. God, I ask that this word go out like fire, God, that it would give the confirmation to those who are seeking answers, oh, God, to questions they have before you. God, God, I thank you for the shifting in the spirit, even right now, oh God. I thank you for the turnaround, that is going on in the spirit realm right now. God, I thank you for the breakthrough, oh God. God, I thank you how that you are moving among your people. God, you even said in your word that you would never leave us and you would never forsake us. Lord, we thank you that, God, we can come to your throne, God, and we can petition the things, oh, God, oh, my God, that we are seeking, oh, God. Lord, we thank you. God, we love you with an everlasting love that cannot be compared to man. God, we thank you for the healing power. Ooh, my Sidarioshi. We thank you for healing our hearts, healing our bodies from sickness and from diseases, healing our inner man, healing our spirit, healing our souls, God. God, we thank you, oh God, for healing our minds, God. Even through this, what is going on, oh God, we thank you that, Lord, you are in the midst of it all, that, God, you is in control. I thank you even for what you've done for me on this week, God. Lord, when one door closed, God, you gave me the answer why it was closed. But God, you had opened up a better door for me, and I just want to say thank you. God, I give you all the glory and all the praise. I thank you. I glorify you for what you are about to do on this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is so good, and he's so great. He is greatly to be praised. God can and will do all things but fail. Do you know the God that we are talking about? Nothing and no one can compare to our God. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, turn them to the book of Psalm, 119 division, 71, verse 71. That's Psalm 119 division, verse 71. And it reads, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is, why the closed door? Why the closed doors? I know some of y'all have answers. God, why have this door been closed? But let me let you know, there are some doors that God will open for us, and there are some doors that God will close. He will close them because, number one, that is not a door that was orchestrated and ordained by him. Number two, you are not ready to step into that door yet because, number one, the people may not be receptive. And number two, it could be a trap. My God to thee. Psalm 119 and 71 distinctively means that while suffering is painful, it can be beneficial by causing a person to learn God's statutes and turn to him for guidance and wisdom. You see, the afflictions served as a difficult teacher forcing the psalmist, which is David, to appreciate and rely on God's laws more than they might have in times of ease and comfort. So we're going to break this verse down. We're going to break this down. Affliction as a teacher should be a good thing. Come on. Affliction as a teacher should be a good thing. You see, this verse suggests that hardship is a professor that teaches lessons one might not otherwise learn. Because through pain and struggle, the psalmist has gained a deeper and more personal understanding of God's word. People of God, how you do shape? I know when you're going through something, you don't want to pray. You don't want to read your word. You just want the pain to lift. You just want the pain to go. You just want it over with. But I'm beg to differ. The more you get in God's word and the word come alive in you, you will see why God is allowing you to go through with what you're going through. Because it's only through your only through his word that God can give confirmation to you. Only through his word that God can speak to you and tell you. Come on here, somebody. Because some of y'all are looking for this prophet or then for this person for to tell you why you are going through the things you're going through. When God simply wants you to come to him, to seek him, to spend time with him, to have a deeper relationship with him. Second Timothy, the second chapter and the third verse says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. It is a call for believers. Yes, it is. Especially the ministers, especially the ones that has been called by God to face suffering and to face difficult situations with, look out, resilience. Come on here. And single-minded focus on their duty to God. And it also compares the Christian life to a military campaign where a soldier does not get distracted by the trivial matters, but is committed to pleasing their commanding officer, which is Jesus Christ. Y'all done heard this song, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting for the Lord. Okay, you are a soldier on the battlefield, fighting for the Lord. Guess what? You cannot get distracted. Come on here, somebody. Because, how you do your shot? The enemy will get you distracted, and it will cause you to lose your focus. And that's when he will attack your mind. Attack your spirit. Attack your emotions. Your emotions is saying, God, I can't do this because I'm tired of going through. But the key is you don't have to fight the battle, because what you're doing, you are fighting a battle which is not yours, and you are fighting it in your own strength. Come on here, somebody. Are you the real bullshit? Oh, God, I thank you for this, because it has to come through the messenger first, which is me for now speaking of the articles of God, so that I know why I'm going through certain things. Because people of God, come on, we got to be careful what we pray for. Because I said in my prayer life and my fasting time, I say, God, it has to be more than to just what I'm doing now. It has to be more that I have to do. I know in my heart it is more. It is greater. I say, God, if I'm not supposed to be in a place, move me. If this place have me stagnated, move me. But here's the key. You don't know how God is going to do it. You don't know how he's going to do it. But he is going to answer your prayer because you are sincere. You are tired of the same old, same old. You want more. You want greater. Because you done seen the promises of God. And so this verse also implies that hardship is normal. People of God, is normal. And it is expected on this Christian walk and the ministry that you carry. And another thing, it will shift in your priorities. There will be a shift in your priorities because it highlights the paradox where suffering leads to a greater appreciation for spiritual matters over the worldly comfort. This world don't owe me nothing, and I don't owe this world nothing. This world cannot comfort me. God comforts me. He will rock me. He will hold me. He will love on me. This world don't have nothing to offer me. And so the psalmist also realized that with God's guidance is more precious than material wealth. Come on here, somebody. We're talking about why the closed doors. And also, it is a deeper experience of God. Because once that you shift, you is hearing about God. You is learning more of God. You are gaining a personal relationship. You are experiencing his faithfulness and his power through your trials. If you ain't never been through nothing, how can you tell somebody about the miraculous power of God? If you never been through a sickness, how can you tell somebody that God has healed you of this or that? Come on here, somebody. It's time out for the fakeness. It is time to be real. It's time to take off the mask. Be who God has called you to be. One of the hardest things for us is to let things go. You see, we fight closed doors. We get discouraged over who walked away. We get bitter over the vision that really did not work out. But you have to realize that God stopped it. Not to make your life miserable, but he stopped it to take you into something bigger, better, and more fulfilling. But you see, the trouble, the disappointment, the loss, or the rejection may not make sense right now, but later on, you will see what God was up to. You see, if he hadn't closed that door, you wouldn't have stepped into the new level. Ooh, muddity oboche. Ha, yiddity oboche. That happened to me this week. If he hadn't caused that person to move on, you wouldn't have met that divine connection. If that opportunity didn't dry up, you wouldn't have discovered the potential in you. Come on here, help me, Holy Ghost, up in here. People of God, I want you to trust him. Trust him even when you don't even understand. Trust him even when you can't trace him. Trust him. It's not random. It's a necessary ending. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's not random. It's a necessary ending. God is your doorkeeper. He opens and closes doors to push us in our purpose and to learn lessons we would learn any other way. I want you to stay in faith because God's ways are not our ways. Your troubles will turn out for the best. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the doorkeeper of our lives. Thank you that disappointments and troubles cannot keep us from what you have purposed for us. Father God, we believe that you are opening and closing the right doors, and we're looking for your best because we know the best is yet to come. And we praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always know, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Y'all be blessed.